All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's good? I'm Scott from Koenig, and as always, with me is Mr. Nick from Koenig.
Oh, not always. There was that one time Luis filled in for me.
That one time at band camp? Anyhow, welcome back to another episode of Wheel Wednesday. We're happy to see you here, and we're on day 4,312 of quarantine, apparently. So
has it only been that many?
It's only been that many. And the good news is all those days came in the month of April. So, you know, we're cruising along here, and hopefully on a serious note, you, your family, your friends, and everybody around you is well. And kind of if you had this thing, you're moving through it. Hopefully you've all received stimulus checks if you need them. It's like funny to a point, right? There's a lot of people out there just hurting.
It's fun to joke about, but there are people that actually do need that, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess it's a good thing that, you know, they send them out to us. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, it's been a wild, week, primarily because of the fact that these stimulus checks, while we're joking, have given a lot of people some expendable money, which we are seeing as wheel sales. So if you're one of those people, thank you very much. Hopefully you've taken care of what you need to do first. We never, as much as we appreciate your business, we don't want you, we don't want to be the cause for your burden.
That shouldn't be top priority.
Right.
That should not be top priority.
We don't want to be that. We don't want to be your burn, your burden, but thank you. We appreciate it. So there's that. But, you know, it's interesting, you know, I just the nature of, you know, we have a lot of people working from home. And but before we get into this, if you wouldn't mind throwing us a thumbs up and subscribing down below. I'm not exactly sure which direction it's going this time. I believe it's down that way. So anyhow, yeah, it feels right.
Somewhere to your left.
So it go down that way. Anyhow, subscribe. That we'd appreciate that. We're doing our best to bring you a piece of content, and we have been for a while every Friday. So Wednesdays come the podcast. Fridays come a piece of content that we're working on for you. Sometimes it's wheel tech. Sometimes it's something silly. I think this Friday you'll have an example of that something silly. But fun.
Fingers crossed.
Maybe. And we're really looking for you to comment on it if we actually put it out to let us know what you think about it, because we're just trying some stuff out. So working from home has been an interesting thing. We have been running a split schedule to be able to make sure there's just some primary functions that we cannot do from home. And because of that, we're running different schedules and different things. So I'm in the office, a few days a week, you know, 3-4 days a week. And there's a few people around us that are ensuring operations are continuing to make sure that your wheels and all of the requests you have from us are getting completed. So we're operating the same as we would have if we were all in the office together.
Right.
So one of the interesting things for me has been the fact that I've been answering the actual phone ringing, because some of the sales guys get a little overwhelmed with the amount of orders we have coming in and with the fact that, you know, there may not be as many people in the office to grab the phone, you know, a sales team, because they got to ring their extensions or they have to wait. So we're just picking the phone. So just in listening to some of you calling or some of the stores calling, I've realized that there's four types of people fitment wise on cars. Okay. Hear me out. I know this sounds crazy. There are the people that want it to fit ridiculously conservative, and they actually want to go down, either down in diameter or make the wheel sit in a little bit more on their car than stock.
I don't know who would want that, but
okay. I understand. Then there's a person that wants that stock type fitment replacement. They just give me whatever the stock car have. I don't want any more aggressive than that. Just change. I just want to change the wheel out.
Okay, that's a little better.
Then there's the person that I like to think I fall into, which is aggressive in the sense that it's all the wheel for the car, but no rubbing, no issues, no modifications, no functionality issues. It's put the wheel on.
At the limit you can put.
It's the most amount of wheel
you can go.
Yep, it's the most amount of wheel and tire that you can put on the car. It's the most amount of offset you can get away, you know, low enough offset that you can get away with on the car, but it does fit correctly. And then there's the last group, which is, I don't need it to fit. I don't care if it fits. Make that wheel hang 3 inches out. Does it clear my brake? Great. I don't care. I just want that thing to be as wide as possible or as concave as possible. So,
Dance guys, where's Doubt when we need him?
Ah, man, it's not even fair to bring him into this. Well, Doubt's an interesting case in itself. If you don't know Doubt or know who we're talking about, make sure you head over and look at we introduced him in one of our podcasts, right?
We did a podcast back. I'll list it down below or something.
Okay.
We'll find it.
Yeah. So anyhow, I realize that there's these four groups of people. So my question is, where do you fall? Which group are you? Which group do you – not Nick. Not you, Nick.
I know.
Which, tell us down below, and if you're on iTunes or Google Play listening, make sure you head over to our YouTube channel, Koenig Wheels USA, and tell us exactly what group do you fall into. I'm really interested to hear which kind of car people you are, and I have a feeling for this one, if you do comment there, we will be throwing some comments back in the sense of trying to ask you some questions about why and what it is. It's pretty crazy. So let's start out with this, Nick. Where do you sit on this whole fence?
I'm a little bit torn. I'm like halfway between it's like aggressive but still under the car, which is pretty much where you stand, but okay. Also a little bit like, yeah, poke it out a little bit, you know, run a little camber, make it, you know.
Yep.
I'm halfway in between that, and that's because I've had both, so I know what it's like to max out what you can but still be functional and not have to worry about, you know, I can't turn the wheel or I don't have enough tire or I don't have to worry about accidentally pulling my fender. So I've gone to like that threshold where like if I was like 2 centimeters wider, like, all right, this isn't gonna fit. And then I've also gone where it pokes out and I do rub the fenders and all that. So I'm like, I think I'm right at that threshold in between where it's like I want to push it to that limit, you know?
So we call that threading the needle. So that's where Nick likes to stand. So let's go through some of these groups of people. And ironically, this all came from just speaking to people. And so the people that go
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's mention yours a little bit.
Okay.
You, all right. And we actually spoke about this in the podcast that we did with Doubt. So you're, I don't want to say conservative, like you definitely have an aggressive wheel setup. But you're also like, you're perfect. You're flush. You are like perfectly flush.
Yes.
To your car, which is like the car looks good.
Thanks.
I think it looks really good.
So I think for me, I want all the wheel and tire that I can fit on the ground with the correct suspension settings and everything functionally as perfect as I can get it. Now, let me be a little over. First off, let me throw this disclaimer in here, and I'll try not to do this too much because Nick might have to put
I'm not doing anything.
So when it comes down to the disclaimer, my disclaimer is this, is that these are all our personal opinions from this point on. There's no...
There's no right or wrong way. There's no, like, proper way or improper way to do things.
Right.
It's all just, like, our opinion. And
yeah,
like,
yeah. And you may find some...
How you want.
Yeah, you may find some technically useful information in what precedes this, but... Understand that if you're looking for that technical podcast, this probably isn't really it. So when it comes down to wheel and tire fitment for me, I'm about give me the most amount of tire, the most amount of wheel, the most aggressive fit that you can give me and still fit the car correctly with the correct suspension settings. Now, I do my own alignments. I know. I do my own alignments. I do, you know, I've put plenty of parts into my car, especially suspension stuff. I'm lowered as much as I feel is comfortable to drive on New York roads. That's a whole other conversation. Mm-hmm. And with that, I've put the most amount of wheel and tire that I can on my car to run those settings. Now, that doesn't mean that I take the easy way out. My rear quarters are rolled. My
absolutely.
Yeah, my fenders are rolled. But and this is the first time ever. Actually, my front wheel right now, just like right now sitting on the car, is actually a little narrower and a little bit more higher of an offset than I have ever run on the car myself. I think I have – well, the Ultraform we did in a 9 and a 25 for the front and a 19-inch. And I typically run about a 9.5 between 20 and 25 offset. And okay. So I just happened to – this set of the wheels, I really – when the Ultraforms came out, I really liked them. They were clean. They're classy. They're – you know, the especially in 19-inch, the rear is really decently concave and the front's, you know, really squared up. So I have the ability to put a massive brake on the front, still run a decent-sized brake in the rear if I wanted to, and also the visual difference. See, I like that visual difference. You know, there's some people
– staggered fitment.
Exactly right. There's some people, they want to run that concave look all the way around. And my whole thought is I want it to look like it's not the same wheel fitment front to back. I want it to look like when you look at the car, it's visually noticeable that the rear wheel has that depth there. And if you look at any of the really great sports cars that have staggered wheel fitments available, most of them have a profile change from front to rear. Right. So to me, it's my own personal opinion. It's my own personal peeve.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not a big fan of doing the whole concave thing all the way around on the car. I feel like if you have a rear-wheel drive car, I'm not talking about a front-wheel drive car where you're trying to get the best look for your car. I'm talking about on a rear-wheel drive car.
Right. And specifically, we're referring to your Z.
Yeah, 350Z, correct. So that's what I've done. So what I've done is I've went in, but my suspension, you know, like I said, I've rolled, I'm running a 305 rear tire. You know, I'm running a 305 in the rear and, you know, I'm running 10.5 inches of wheel width and I could get away with a little bit more. I have extended studs in the rear in case I wanted to do any spacing or anything like that. And I could do that, but I'm running a 305. I went over on the tire. And my camber settings are right within OE spec. So I'm – I think I run about an eighth millimeter across the whole rear. So it's about maybe a 16th on each side of toe in. And I'm somewhere between about 1.5 degrees negative camber, somewhere in that. 1.5, 2 degrees negative camber. So – the contact patch, that's exactly what Nissan called for. The contact patch, I'm putting as much down to the ground as possible. And you know, I've tried to get that fitment to be really stuffed looking without having any overage issues.
Right. That's really interesting. And so let me ask you this. Why so specific on the tire size you went with and the, you know, the camber settings and the toe and everything like that? Why did you go so specific with it? Do you have any special plans with the car? Did you just want it to be at that spec? What was really the thought process behind it?
So I think that whenever you set up your car, you first off, you need a baseline. And the best baseline is
the factory one.
Yeah, probably, because they've done the engineering to kind of whatever, you know, get everything down. So I started right about there. Now, on my car, the toe would call for zero. I dialed in a 16th toe in, as that tends to give the car just a touch more grip. You think about it like this, you know, if your wheels are pointed, you know, square, and then the rear squats, the wheels tend to do this, right?
Right.
So now let's do the opposite. If we tow them in just a hair, and now the rear squats, it kind of squats into zero. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah. That's why I run. And actually, that, funny enough, that suggestion actually came from Kevin Parlett. Well, I always screw up, whatever. But and Savannah Little, they all run the 350Z G35 platforms. And I had said to him, hey, like, you know, for what kind of – and he said, no. He's like, look, you know, give it like an eighth inch total toe in on the rear. And he goes, and that's kind of that happy medium. So I took his advice on baseline settings. Got the camber dialed in exactly to where it needed to be. And just in case I have anybody that's commenting about doing your own alignments, you can absolutely do your own alignments.
I was going to comment on it, but I didn't want to go there.
They take a great deal of time, and you have to have patience, but you can absolutely do your own alignments. And if there's any questions about that, Google it.
Well,
no, just kidding. I mean, I would be happy to share, but.
We actually, in one of the podcasts we did, we spoke about one of the videos that mm-hmm. Kevin did,
right,
where he did his own alignment. So yeah, go watch that podcast to find out what video that is.
That's right. But yeah, I mean, and Kevin's channel, they have a channel called Apex Garage, and he actually walks through how to do a string alignment. And there's plenty of other videos there. The only caveat I'll make if you decide to do your own alignment, and again, that's at your own risk, is make sure that you read the comments in that video for him, because he left out one crucial step in that process. And if you actually want to go hear the story, go listen to the podcast that we just put up a few weeks ago with Savannah Little and Kevin at SEMA from just a few months ago. But we just put it up a few weeks ago. This is April 22nd. So it just went up a few days ago, and a few weeks ago, right?
I'm pretty sure it was this month.
Yeah, no, like, it was this month. It was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's quickly talk about these four groups.
Okay. I was actually going to backtrack on something you said.
Let's backtrack.
Quick note of it. So
got nowhere to go with this.
So you mentioned how you like the stagger fitment because of, I don't even remember all the reasons you said. Because that's how like most sports cars look.
Well, yeah,
like
I just like the look of it. Sure.
So the first thing is, does the Z come with stagger fitment?
Yes.
From factory?
Yes.
And then the second thing is, my personal take on it is, I think it looks good on some cars, but I also think it depends on what you're planning on doing with the car and what the limits of the car are. You know, my car specifically is, like, I know it's the same size all around, so I know that I can run the same size all around.
Right.
And I've run, like, some deep dish wheels before, and my preference on that was I wanted the same all around. So I actually went with, I think it was a 15x8 with a zero offset.
Right.
All the way around the car. And I had practically no issues because, you know, like I said, from factory, it comes with the same size all around the car, so I was able to actually fit everything all around.
Well, except for the fact that 15.8 technically doesn't, 15.8 at a zero doesn't really fit that car. 15.8 at a 25, which is what we build, is already starting to get aggressive. So you were about an inch sticking the wheel out. So my guess is at that point we had a stretch tire or some suspension movement there at the top to be able to caress that wheel into the wheel well.
How'd you know?
And the thing is, yeah. I didn't know Nick when he had that car, so that was not a setup. Yeah, I guess that just by knowing wheel fitment.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so I went with it was a 195 tire, and it was cambered, so I didn't have. Well, yeah, It was slightly cambered out, so it wasn't rubbing in the rear or the front, and I had no issues. Like, I didn't hit the suspension. I didn't hit the fenders or the quarter panels or anything like that. But right. They were also rolled.
You know, the toughest part. This is kind of brings me to like an interesting point. The toughest part that we get is when you know one of you sends us in a message, and the message is kind of like, I want to run this wheel on my car. Let's even use Nick's example. I want to run a 15x8 or 15x9 on my car. You know, I just want to make sure it fits. And our answer is no. And they're like, well, I see it on the forums, or I see it on Instagram or whatever it is. And we're like, all right, but that, you know, like, we know people do it, but we can't advise you to do it. It doesn't fit. And so they'll come back
because
and say,
because there are those factors that you have to take into consideration mm-hmm. of like, you know, had I changed the settings on it, had I done a wheel alignment to get more contact patch with the tire onto the ground, I would have been poking out. I would have had that extra bit poking out of the car. But because
or the tire
I had
size.
Well, what's that again?
Or the tire size. I mean, I know technically they don't make correct height tires. I think they do now in 205. But like, if you had put more of a squared up tire in the car, you could have the same problem too.
Yeah, that also. I also went with like a very, very mild stretch. So for 8-inch, 205 is 205 should be on an 8-inch, right?
Well, it depends on the actual height of the tire. But yeah, for this intended purpose and exercise, let's say that was more correct.
Yeah. So
people argue it's not.
Yeah. You can but these are all opinions. You can do whatever you want. We said that before.
Yep. No, and that's but that's the point, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I think the problem with this whole thing is that there are so many ways to skin a cat when it comes to actually getting the wheel to fit and not rub mm-hmm. and roll. But does that mean it's the correct, safe, functional fit? Not at all. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. There's you'll hear people say on Z's, oh, well, I put 12 or 13 inch wide wheels on the rear of the car. Okay, but you don't do that and keep, you know, the right, you know, the correct, a correct size fit tire with whatever. And you'll have people argue this fact, but no matter how you look at it, you know, they're talking about 3.5 degrees, 4 degrees of negative camber. They're talking about, you know, a bunch of different settings. They're talking about, you know, rolling fenders and quarters. That's not when we say what fits, that's not what we refer to. We can't tell you to do that.
Yeah, it can fit. You can make it fit.
Right. Fair.
But without doing those certain things, it won't fit, you know.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So let's go back to these four groups.
Right. So
and I don't want to spend we don't have to spend a ton of time on each group, but I want to know which group people are in, and I think we need to just quickly put a little more definitive things. Again, these four groups are my opinion. It's not a technical thing. First group, way too conservative. You know these cars. They're the ones that look like they want to fall over. Like, I mean, have you ever been driving down the street and you're looking at a 350Z? This is a good example. 350Z, and they have like 18.8s at like a 40 offset on the car. The car looks horrendous. It looks like if it takes a turn too fast, it's just gonna fall over. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's crazy. Like, there's those people, right? And we're not gonna elaborate anymore. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen it 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
Second group of people are the people just want to change out their stock wheels. They just want a fresher look. They want exactly or very, very close to the same fitment. And if that's your wish, my thing is, hey, mazel tov. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. If the wheel fits and you want to stay conservative, that's totally understandable, especially if you use your car every day. No problem. But that is a group. Then there's, again, what I like to think, the guys like me, where they're going to try to get every ounce of wheel and tire or go more toward the aggressive side, but will not have to really modify anything. Now, I know I said I rolled my fenders and quarters, but let's take that away. The wheel fitment I have on the car right now will fit. I think I have a 9, a 10.5, and a 25, and a 9 and a 25. Will fit the car no problem.
Without rolling.
Right. I mean, I run a, really? I mean, honestly, you could probably get away. Well, no, you can get away with a 9.5 at a 25 in the front of the 350Z, and a 10.5 at a 25 all day long. It's all the wheel in the front, especially, but you can't over tire the car. You know,
right?
You can't. So like, I have
What size tire do you have?
I have. Currently,
you said you have a 305 in the rear. So what? Should you be running in the rear in order to not have to worry about rolling your fenders?
Well, again, what you can do and what you can get away with might be two different things. But I think right in the rear, right around 275 in the rear, and if you're running something in the front, like on a 8.5 or 9 inch wheel in the front. You're probably going to be right around a 245 at the correct height tire in 18 inch, roughly. Now I'm right. In 19 inch, but again, there's some room there to play with the tire size, and that just comes down to your car and how much you're lowered and where you want the wheel to sit. Because Doubt would be a good example. He's a guy that likes to run all the wheel, but he's also a fan of having the wheels tuck into the car. So when he has airbags and he lays the car down, the wheel actually tucks in on the body. It doesn't stick out.
Right.
And that's a whole other person that's differently aggressive. Those people, if again, on let's say on a 350Z, they may want to be a little bit more conservative on tire size, because the wider you go on the tire, now you have another thing that's protruding past the wheel edge that could be a rubbing point.
Right.
You know? But so that's group three. And group four, my friends, and I know maybe some will argue with me, group four is the ones that the wheel doesn't fit the car. It doesn't fit. I don't care what you say. It doesn't fit. But I understand that you're making it fit, and I appreciate what you're trying to accomplish.
I was about to say, do you want to rename that point to you've made it fit instead of it doesn't fit, you made it fit? we'll rename that point. You made it fit.
Tomato, tomato. Fit. Tomato, tomato. And in the words of Dave from Speed Academy, Celica. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. You know, you have to decide where your limits are and what you're willing to get away with, and understand that there are pros and cons in every category. And in addition to pros and cons, there are rewards and consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, hey, it's cool. You know, if your look, and again, we don't endorse this, and it's the wrong wheel fit, but if you stretch a tire and you're out there driving on the street and that's the fitment you went with, hey, mazel tov, but doesn't fit. And that one of the consequences, well, your reward in this case could be the look that you want. Your consequence is that when you hit a bump too hard or have an issue, you're going to have less wheel damage
on the wheel,
possible tire damage, wheel damage, you know, possible tire damage, possible wheel damage, and run the risk of just debeating the tire.
Right.
Now, there's a degree of stretch we're talking about here. So with that said, but it's not the proper fitment, and that's my point on that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I've learned this week, answering the phone, and I thought it was somewhat relative to to our podcast today. Now, I'll say that while some parts of that podcast might have sounded a little like a rant, they weren't. They were just me stating facts. Facts that are not factual.
Facts on our opinions.
Facts as we see them, right? We made up our own facts.
Pretty much.
But it just seems like when people are calling in for wheel fitment questions or sending in messages, that really
these are some of the things that they ask for. You know, like they want to either run that super aggressive fitment or run super conservative. And it's like, you know, it's hard. It has to be hard from like a sales perspective of like, can I do it versus should I do it?
I think what's interesting with this whole respect is that people sometimes call in or message us, and they will, I don't, you know, and I'm not really sure what they're calling for because they ask us a question, will this fit? Our answer is no. They say, I don't understand. I see this on cars. It does fit. So now I'm immediately, or we're immediately thinking, well, if you know it fits, why are you calling us to ask us? But we understand. So then we tell you why it doesn't fit, which is we understand people do it, but we can't endorse it.
Right.
And the argument still goes back to, but people do it. And the answer is you're right. And it's not that we don't understand what people do. It's not that we don't acknowledge what people do. And it's not that we don't understand the reality that that's what happens. Tell you to do it.
There's a certain liability.
It's not right.
There's a certain liability to it where, like,
yeah,
you know, if you do say, like, yeah, if, you know, it fits or it can be made to fit. If the consumer is buying this product and they buy the wheel and then now they have the wheel and then, like, they run into an issue where either they don't have access to being able to roll their fenders or quarter panels or their or whatever, they don't have the means necessary in order to make the wheel fit under the car. Now they're going to come back to us and be like, well, you said that it was going to fit the car. And it's like, no, we didn't say it would fit. We said, you know, you can make it fit. So,
which is why we just flat out say
it won't fit.
No, it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
If it's outside of correct fitment that will bolt on and whatever, it won't fit. A lot of times we'll write back to you and say, it's aggressive, but it will work. And that usually means
you can do it
99% of the time that you could put it on. Just understand, if you go over a little bit on tire, if you try to put too much tire on that wheel, like you're right at the cusp of correct fitment and going over. So you really got to just make sure your car is not super slammed past the point where it should be. It's not running too much of a tire, etc.
So,
right?
Is that factored in? Like, you factor in what tire size you suspect they'll be running, or in this case, the proper tire fitment that they should be running on the car. Like, for example, going back to talking about past fitments I had on my old Miata, the 15x8, I was running a 195, and that fit. So would you, is the assumption that they're going to be going with the tire size of, like, you know, they'll be running a 205 on this, so, like, we know that it'll fit, but if they were to run a 225, like, it wouldn't fit.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of this comes up with wheel common sense. And when I say wheel common sense, I guess what I'm referring to is the fact that it's about doing your homework a little bit. When you go to a wheel and tire professional and ask opinion, getting a tire that has the correct overall rolling diameter. And often when you cheat a tire, which is, you know, or short a tire, and that usually means like a stretch.
Yeah.
When you short or cheat a tire, essentially you're going to lose height in the tire, which means you're not in the correct rolling diameter, which means you already broke the rules. So I guess what we're saying is when you maintain the correct rolling diameter, meaning that you don't go much extra on the car. For example, let's say the 350Z says that the correct rolling diameter is 275, 40-18. Okay? If the correct tire size is 275, 40-18, and you decide to go, the heck with it, I'll go 295 or 305, 40-18, that tire is technically too tall, but it's also much wider than what would have been called for on the car.
Right.
So that's where you get that extra height. And I know it's kind of confusing, but remember that that aspect ratio of the tire is a percentage, not an actual physical measurement.
Right.
Tire is in width, 305 in millimeters is an actual measurement. 35 or 40 is a percentage of sidewall to overall width. So you just have to be one of those things where you're factoring in the fact that as you go bigger, you're also going taller.
Right.
Right? So you know, it is an assumption on our part that you're playing the rules correctly and you're using the correct size tire. But 99% of the time, if you're at the window, we're telling you it's aggressive. We're also saying, please make sure you use the correct size tire on the car. I mean, you should always use the correct size tire on the car, but we're definitely stressing it at that point.
Interesting. So here's a quick side question. So let's say using the Z as an example, comes with 18s. You go you want to keep the same diameter, but you decide to go wider. Instead of a 18 by 9, you go 18 by 10 or 10 and a half or yep. whatever. So now yep. the tire
has to change to go to the wider wheel.
Yeah, the tire is going to change to go to the wider wheel, but mm-hmm. wouldn't that change the rolling diameter? Because you would have, or you would have to change the aspect ratio of, so you know what I'm trying to say, right? So let's.
I do know what you're trying to say. So what Nick's trying to say is you're going to have to change the tire size to accommodate the tire being able to accept the bigger rim width.
Right.
And
so you would need,
when you do so,
you would need a lower aspect ratio. So I don't know, throwing random numbers out, 245, 40. Now you would need, because you went wider but still same diameter, 245, 35 or something like that.
No. But I mean, and again, these are bad examples because we're not using a tire calculator to really get the appropriate rolling diameter. Sometimes
yeah,
you can't
just coming from my
get
head.
The right, and sometimes you can't get the correct tire size without fudging, and you're off a little bit, right? And so that has to be a consideration of your wheel purchase. Like, I'm going to buy this wider wheel, or I'm going to go with this bigger diameter wheel. Do they make a correct size tire for me to put on it? Like, these are all part of your purchase research that you should be doing.
Right.
But let's say you're doing that. Generally, an example would be if it goes from, like, let's say 245-40, then all of a sudden you might find out that if you go 265 or 275 to get – because you have that extra wide wheel, you're going to have to now go to a 35.
Right.
Now, that's not always the case. Again, we're working with rolling diameters. It's a percentage thing, so you can't just, say, oh, well, I went in water, so I'll just go down 5.
Right. It's got a
on the profile. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
But it's an example, and so
yeah, cause,
stressing the importance of using a wheel and tire professional.
Yeah, because, depending on how much wider you go or whatever, like, it could almost be one of those things where it could almost be in the middle, no? Where, like, you could either be a little bit under, you could be a little bit over. You know what I mean? Like, either
yeah,
with
I mean,
the 35
I mean, the
or
truth
the 40
is,
with the wider.
You could find out that when you put the wider wheels in your car, the taller wheels in your car, and you look at the tire sizes that are there, that you, no matter how you do it, no matter what tire size you try to choose that's correct for the wheel that you chose as far as wheel width, when you go too big or whatever it may be.
Right.
You may find that no matter how you do it, you're going to either be you're going to be short on the tire, or you're going to be really tall on the tire.
Right.
And, that's one of those hard situations where you have to make a judgment call and really consult with a wheel and tire professional to understand what the consequences of those are. We'll tell you that's not an appropriate fitment. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But just like anything else, somebody may say, no, I'm going to do it. I want to do it. And, then it gets into some other things that, we don't have to touch today. But, like, some of these cars now, the vehicle stability systems and the traction control systems and the different things, they're so intuitive and they're so good and so precise that when you go and change the rolling diameter, especially one front versus rear
they
or anything like that, right, it sees you stopping, accelerating, slipping at all different rates, and that can throw those systems in complete chaos.
Right.
For the people that are going to argue this, I've seen it. So it's not even debatable.
I have too. I was messing around one time with a set of wheels that was way too big for one of the past cars I had. And I actually set off the ABS system because I was like, let me see if it'll fit. Stupid move.
Well, and it usually happens when you actually make the tire size shorter than it should be.
Yeah.
And the reason is because that's when not only your speedometer suffers, but a lot of times that's when those wheels, the wheel slip, the wheel acceleration and spin and all that stuff, it's exaggerated. It happens much faster because it's like putting a smaller pulley on a supercharger or something like that. It spins much faster
right.
to get the same speed. And when that happens, what's essentially happening is those systems are seeing them, and they're seeing them, oh my God, the car's slipping, it's moving way too fast or whatever it may be. And then it starts to, work its magic, which ends up not being magic,
Right. So are there ways to recalibrate that? Like, continue.
Interesting question.
I was going to ask you earlier, continued on, but is there a way to, if you change everything and you're like, oh crap, like I messed up with my traction, my ABS, everything is off, my speedometer is off, like is there a way to recalibrate? Because also some cars, like certain cars will come with different wheel size options, like I know the G35 came with 19 and 17 inch options, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was 19 and 18, something like that.
It's interesting subject and topic, and on some cases I think the answer is yes, and they're like, and you have to find the right years and the right models, but some of the cars actually you can buy programmers or something like that, and you can actually recalibrate based off of the correct size. But most vehicles, the answer is no. And, based off the size you put on the car is what I meant to say. But most vehicles, the answer is no. You can't change that. It's seeing a certain overall rolling diameter. That's what it's expecting, and that's what you should put back on the car.
Right.
So, but what's interesting is there are some cars like you just described which have this anomaly, which is that they have different size wheel and tire packages. And a good example of that would probably be the new Supra. And the new Supra, I don't quote me, but I think the tire sizing is like in an 18 inches, I think 245, 40, 18, uh-huh. or 245, or 245, 30, 18, or something like that. And the rear is 275, 35, 18, or 40, 18, whatever it is. And ironically, those numbers are exactly the same in 19, which means there's definitely a tire difference if you're running the same exact profile. So they've obviously figured something out, or they know something, or whatever it may be, but
right.
Or the car doesn't account for that. But
yeah, maybe there's like a certain threshold where it's like, in between this speed and this speed is okay, which will account for those certain rolling diameters.
Yeah. Possibly, yep. Maybe. It's possible. And what's interesting too is that Toyota, ironically, I know a lot of the new Toyota trucks, I think it's Tacomas and some of the Tundras, they have, I believe they have these calibration cameras that are calibrated at the factory very accurately, but they actually help control some of the blindside systems and some of the overall like ABS systems and stuff like that. And they actually use these cameras that are kind of integrated, but they have to be calibrated to a certain height. Now, right. If you change a wheel and tire package on those cars or vehicles, what happens is if, let's say, you go to an ultra-aggressive thing, you lift the truck and stuff like that, all those things go completely haywire, and apparently they are working, or they have calibration methods now. But again, these are all things that you need to know about your vehicle, and especially in the newer vehicles, it's really, really, really important that before you do anything wheel and tire related, did you really do your best to do the research, deal with a local wheel and tire professional, or even a very knowledgeable online resource like whether it be discounttire.com or Fitment Industries or whatever it may be, some of these guys that can help you to answer all those questions and do the research per vehicle before they would ever head out.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's my spiel. That's what I got. Before we get out of here, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
I was about to ask you the same thing. I was going to ask if you had anything else. No, that was pretty much it.
All right. So I guess let's remind them. We got on Friday. Do you feel confident in the Friday's thing?
Possibly.
I mean, what? Nick, what the hell was that? I mean, I asked you, do you feel confident? Your answer was possibly. So the answer to that would just be no. We're
super close to putting that out. There's just been, being that it's something new, we've been kind of experimenting with a couple of things and trying to see like
yep.
what works, what doesn't work. So it's been like, it started out with one idea, and then it turned into a completely different idea, and then we ran with that idea.
And then we didn't like it, and then we changed it.
But then that idea turned into something else, so we tried to backtrack to what the idea was actually supposed to be, and we're like this close to finishing it, and you figure we have 2 days for it to be out on Friday. I think we can do it.
Either way, there will be a piece of content up for you on Friday, and that is our goal every Friday, to bring you a piece of content. Wednesdays, we'll bring you the podcast. Again, if you're still with us, we go live in just a little bit, 3 p.m. Eastern, every Wednesday on Instagram and Facebook and you know, stuff like that. So if you'd like to answer any questions, have a conversation, talk about this podcast, you can find us over there on Instagram. Come chat with us and say hello. We'll have a new piece of content on Friday. If you haven't already done so, make sure you subscribe, follow, do all that good stuff. And I don't know. I think that's pretty much it at this point, right?
Yeah. I think we covered everything.
Great. All right. Well, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Be well. And we will catch you back here next Wednesday for another beautiful podcast. All right. Signing off from day 4,372 of quarantine. We'll catch you next week.
Peace.
Take care.